Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. This is Jim West over in Hillsborough, North Carolina, hosting the Carolina Varsity Radio Show. I'm going to do a week two scoreboard update. Tonight has been a beautiful night for high school football. I was watching a game over at in Durham at Hillside High School. They were hosting Scotland High School, the Scots, Fighting Scots. Wonderful evening for football. Got to meet both coaches. Actually met both the coaches' wives. Had a good conversation with both ladies and with both coaches. And it was just a lot of exciting atmosphere all across the state of North Carolina, I'm sure. The wonderful thing about this week, though, is Monday, a lot of the kids in North Carolina are going back to school. And seeing a full stadium like I saw over at Hillside tonight was just really powerful. You had a lot of alumni. You had a lot of students that were at the game. It was close to maximum capacity at Hillside tonight. Got to give a shout out to the Scots. They traveled really well. That's about an hour and 50-minute drive to Durham from Laurinburg, and they filled up the visitor bleachers and then some. I will say, though, that this game was a really interesting game, to say the least. I think both teams were nervous. There was laundry all over the field, a lot of penalties, a lot of holds, a lot of legal procedures, a lot of movement. Both teams were a little bit jittery. The first half, I thought that Hillside, they started out with an onside kick. I thought they had recovered it. They did not. Scotland had a short field and scored a touchdown. Later on in that first quarter, Hillside had a botched snap. Scotland recovered. A few plays later, it was 14-0 Scotland. With 42, 43 seconds left in the second quarter, Hillside ended up getting on the scoreboard. And at that time, when that score happened, I was like, you know what, this game could be an interesting game, or Scotland could really get serious and just blow Hillside out. And what happened was Hillside was awake. They were ready. They were loaded for bear. And in the second half, the first series, Hillside scores a touchdown, goes for two, and they tie at 14-all. And Hillside goes back and they score another touchdown. It was 21-14. And then after that, it was just kind of all Scotland. The final score was 34-21. I do believe that Scotland got tired Hillside got a little bit tired in the fourth quarter. Zamir White is a real deal. But I'll tell you what, Scotland has several really good backs. So, to say the least, it is a very interesting game. I think both teams can play better. I think both teams will be better as the season goes on. But for a second week game, this was pretty good. Again, it was 34-21 Scotland. Scotland's ranked number 3 in the 4A poll, I think. I definitely think that they deserve to be that high. And Hillside is a number 5 team in the number 3 in the 3A poll. And I think number 5 is pretty much where they need to be, too. I've heard people say that they should be in the top 25, and I think that anybody that says that just totally discounting Hillside or may not know much about high school football. But I definitely think Hillside proved that tonight that they were definitely a top 10 at least program in the state of North Carolina 3A. I'm going to go through the scores here. I'm going to try to look at some 1A schools first. Let's see here. Looking down here, West Davison, that's a 2A school, but they beat a 1A South Davison 24-0. Going down a little bit, Chatham Central beat Hopton 20-14. Chatham Central, last year they won, I think, 3 games. The year before and the year before that, they didn't win a game. So this is a nice little uptick for Chatham Central. Big win tonight for Chatham Central. Lakewood all over Rocky Mount Prep, 44-0. Lakewood is ranked number 18 in the Carolina Varsity the week one poll. And let's see, down here, going down a little bit, do not have a score on Union South Robinson yet. Let's see here. Got to give a shout-out to Max Preps. They do a great job. I love that the schools are reporting the final scores here. Here's one for you. This is the second game in their history, and for the second week in a row, they win. Bear Grass Charter over Cresswell, 42-6. Now, Cresswell has only got, last year they had less than 100 students. Bear Grass Charter has never had a football team before now. Doug Pascal, he was at one time, I think, the head football coach at Roanoke. May have been the head coach at Washington at one time. Was the head coach at D.H. Conley. Ended up having been suspended for 1 year for some type of recruitment issue. However, there's always two sides of the story, and I always was very sympathetic to his plight on that. But he's coming back, loaded for bear, and I'm happy for him. Let's see, looking down here a little bit, trying to look at 1A first here. Union Academy, they lose to Metrolina Christian Academy, 47-27. Again, Metro Christian Academy wins 47-27. There's a lot of scores that just haven't been reported yet, which is not hard to believe. It's still only 11 o'clock. We'll have more scores come in the later the night goes. North Edgecombe loses the second time in a row. Southwest Edgecombe wins 36-8. Southwest Edgecombe, I think I actually had them all in the top 25 on my ballot, but I'm sure they're right outside the top 25. That was a pretty good statement win. North Edgecombe just doesn't seem to be quite right now, so we'll see what happens. Bishop McGinnis, they're the 1A school, and Trinity is a 2A school, and the 2A school beat the 1A school. Trinity wins 34-2 over Bishop McGinnis. Looking down the line here, this might be a boring highlights or weekend update score show here. Just doesn't have many scores coming in yet, at least for the 1As. Let's see here. Here's one. East Montgomery, a 2A school, just ekes out a victory over 1A South Stanley, 14-13. I know some people, for whatever reason, were really big on East Montgomery, had them in their top 20, 25 or whatever, and I just didn't see it. I just thought that East Montgomery was a pretty good 1A school, but a little bit down this year compared to the year before. Different head coach, losing or winning only 14-13. That's a little bit a little bit scary. I'm kind of surprised by that score. I do wonder if that score is going to hold up or if there might be a reporting issue, which happens ever so often. But right now, 14-13. Oh, let's see here, looking down the line here. Mount Airy, they beat West Oaks 35-20. That's a pretty good win. West Oaks may be the best 2A school in their conference in the Western 2A Piedmont, 2A Western Piedmont, which is a pretty good conference. It's got five teams that are pretty darn good in that conference, but not tonight. Mitchell, this is a pretty good win. Cannon High School and Governor of the Concord area, they're an up-and-coming program. Mitchell wins 27-14. That's a pretty good statement win for a 1A school. Looking down a little bit, let's see here. A lot of games are still in progress, which doesn't surprise me here. Swain County beats Smoky Mountain 35-16. That does not surprise me. I thought Swain would win that game. Going down a little bit, Princeton, they beat Midway 41-21. That is a powerful, powerful victory right there. Princeton's a 1A school. Midway's a 2A school. Midway's a pretty decent 2A school, too. They're probably They're one of the best 2A conferences, and they're probably fifth in their conference. And Princeton looked like they pretty much had their way, 41-21. That's a great score for them. Now, here's a score that kind of surprised me. I actually was talking to Daniel Burleson on Wednesday, and he picked West Rowan. I picked North Rowan. And West Rowan wins, which, you know, Daniel's usually, we disagree a lot of times. Daniel's the right, and I'm wrong most of the time. West Rouyn wins 27-11. I thought that game would be a little bit closer. West Rouyn kind of stumbled out of the gates in week one, but they handled North Rouyn 27-11. That's a good win for West Rouyn, for the Falcons. East Wilkes all over Surrey Central, 52-14. Surrey Central, they won their conference last year in that pretty good 2A Western Piedmont. And this is the second week in a row they lost to a 1A school. Last week they lost to Elkin, and now they lose to East Wilkes. That's going to be a tough season for them. There's not going to be a lot of victories on this year for them. Going down the list here for the 1As, looking for anything that's close to a 1A school. Just not seeing much right now. A lot of scores have not come in, which doesn't surprise me. But James Keenan, 55-13 over Southern Wayne. That is a great, great victory for James Keenan because they lost 50-0 against Walls Rose Hill first week of the season, which may be a testament about how good Walls Rose Hill is. Anyway, I was kind of glad to see James Keenan. I got to give a shout out to my friend Brian Castine, one of the biggest James Keenan supporters, and he's also one of my best friends. Great guy. I'm looking forward to the day where he's coaching on the sidelines. To me, he would make a great head football coach for somebody, and I'm sure somehow he will be a head football coach one day. I'm going to go and look at the two-ways now. Maybe we'll have a little bit more scores of two-ways. Here's one, and this kind of surprised me. Parkwood, which is a 3A school, they beat Forest Hills, a 2A school, 26-23. The Yellow Jackets have been down for quite a while now. Last year they had a horrendous season. It was probably the worst season since, like, 1972 or 73. Forest Hills won one game and lost 10 games. This is a team that one time didn't lose a conference game for about 12 years, from about, I think it was 87 to somewhere in about the middle of 99, didn't lose a conference game. So they're definitely on harder times. You know, sometimes football areas kind of change, and that's kind of what happens at Forest Hills. Let's see here, looking down at this thing for two-way. Might be a little bit slim pickings like for 1A here. Not seeing a lot. Tiers 1, Red Springs, 27, Southern Vance, 14. That's a final. Red Springs is I won't say they're probably a little bit better than average two-way school. Southern Vance, I saw them play on 7-on-7s in Hillsborough during the summer, and they have some athleticism. I got a good head football coach over there, real excited about his program, and I think if he's allowed to have autonomy to build a program like he needs to, he's going to do a great job. Looking down here, Roanoke Rapids, 38, Southeast Halifax, 7. That no surprise there. Kinston over North Pitt, 19-12. North Pitt might be a little bit better than I thought they would. I thought Kinston would win that game by a little bit more than 7 points, which, you know, again, week two, you just never know. Looking down here, here's a kind of a shocker. East Bladen, 35, Clinton, 16. Clinton, I thought they'd win this game. I didn't think East Bladen would beat Clinton. East Bladen, I believe, is like in around the 21st or 22nd in our Carolina varsity poll. Clinton was around 10 or 11. I'm going to check it in just a second, but a little bit surprised by this. You know, it's you just never know exactly what happens from week to week, but that does surprise me. I'm looking at it right now. Clinton's ranked number 10. And East Bladen is actually 24, and again, East Bladen wins 35-16, and that's the second loss in a row for Clinton. Clinton lost their first week to Cape Fear, lost 13-7. So that might be a little bit tough sledding for Bobby Lewis's team. But I'll tell you right now, Bob Lewis has got multiple state championships and under his resume, so he'll be fine. Looking at two-way scores here. Well, Nash Central is a two-way school. Southern Nash is a 3A school. Southern Nash, 48, Nash Central, 0. That is a huge, huge victory for Southern Nash. I saw Southern National week one. I saw Hillside tonight, and I couldn't tell you which team is better. I think we got both teams around the 5 to 7 range. So glad to see how good our rankings are with 3A. Going down here, Providence Grove 56, Western Harnett 14. That's a bit of a shocker. I didn't think Providence Grove would win by that margin. I thought that they would probably be favored by a little bit, but not by that much. Now, here's a shocker. Second week in a row they've lost. West Craven loses tonight. They lose to South Central 31-20. Bit of a shocker there for me. Here's one. This is a two-way versus two-way. Fred T. Ford, they went from 3A to 2A. They beat Bandys 23-17. That shocks me. I thought, well, actually, it doesn't really shock me. I have Bandys favored, but if you know, I thought they'd win by maybe 3 or 4 points. But glad to see Fred T. Ford win. That's a good up-and-rising program. Good coach. Good coached. Players, good coach squad. So, looking down here, let's see here. Wilkes Central, they had to go against a 3A Alexander Central. Alexander Central wins 28-6. Actually, I think I had Alexander Central favored to win on that one, and I think Daniel may have picked Wilkes. I think he picked Wilkes Central. So, might be wrong about that, but who knows? Going down here on 2A. Bunker Hill loses again. St. Stephen's 3A team beats Bunker Hill, the 2A team, 35-7. And let's see here. Well, here's a 1A score that just came in. Bessemer City, 22, East Gaston, 0. East Gaston's a 2A school. Bessemer City's a 1A school. That is a pretty good victory for Bessemer City. That's a statement win. That's always good to beat a two-A school. Let's see here. Shelby, 29, A.C. Reynolds, 8. I picked A.C. Reynolds to win that game. And, I've been wrong quite a bit recently. But Shelby wins 29-8. And the Golden Lions, they look like they're loaded for bear. And let's see here. Here's a 3A versus 1A matchup. Stuart Kramer, 49. Mountain Island Charter, 18. A lot of people had Mountain Island Charter as a team that would possibly win the 1A, small 1A state championship. But Stuart Kramer for the second week in a row, impressive victory. First week they beat Lincolnton 40-7. So great, great victory. Here's a team, a score that involves a two-way school. Glenn, 52, Walkertown, 0. Glenn is a 4A school. Walkertown is a 2A school. And Walkertown's having trouble this year. That's a hard loss. Here's one that kind of surprised me. I wish I had Daniel Burleson or Anthony Perkins or Fred Gelly on this. But Hendersonville beats West Henderson 29-28. Hendersonville, to me, was going to be about a 3 or 4 touchdown favorite in this game. And obviously, West Henderson had a different story on that. Again, that was 29-28. Hendersonville did win, but not by much, that's for sure. I don't know if I've given this score before or not. Mount Airy beats West Stokes 35-20. I think I did give that earlier on, come think of it. Again, we just don't have a lot of scores that are in yet. Well, here's one. Franklinton, 31. Bunn, 21. Javar Bramson. I want to tell you, Coach Bramson's done a great job at Franklinton. In my own mind, he was the best. He deserved the two-way coach of the year last year with Franklinton. And this is a great victory. I mean, this is a good Bunn team that he beat. Although Franklinton's 3A, Bunn is a really good 2A school, and Bunn may not be quite as good as I thought they were going into early in the season. Coach Weathersby is one of the best in the game, but he's a new coach at Bunn. Before he was at Bartley Yancey, and you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get your you know, your team on par here. Looking here, Wheatmore 7, East Davison 2. Again, a 7-2. That would sound like a baseball score almost. And you know what? I think I got Fred Gailey on the line. Fred, is this you?
Yeah, it's me, Jim. How you doing?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm just happier than a pig in slop right now. It's I don't know about you, Fred, but every time there's high school football, it's just a great day, you know?
I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun on Friday nights. Love Friday Night Lights. Like to be going somewhere in the state to see a game. Kind of stayed local tonight myself. I heard you probably already talked about it. Tell me about Scotland and Hillside.
Oh, I tell you what, that was an interesting game. There was a lot of laundry on the field. Both teams seemed like there was. I bet both teams had 4 or 5 holding penalties. Both teams had a lot of false sides or illegal procedures. A lot of sloppiness, but I think it was more just anticipation. It was a big game for both of them. Scotland started out with the short field. Hillside did try to do an onside kick, and I thought they recovered it, but it may not have gotten far enough. Scotland had the ball and scored the first time, went up 7-0, and then Hillside, you know, they punted it several times, and then Hillside's quarterback fumbles the ball. Scotland gets another short distance to the goal line. A few plays later, they score. They're up 14-0, and that was the score of the first quarter. Hillside, and this was what really started putting Hillside back in the game. They were able to – their quarterback was able to hit the open wide receiver. That quarterback for Hillside – he is a gamer. He had some of the best athleticism I've seen in a while. He got sacked several times. I mean, the Scotland defensive rush was really powerful, but this guy is pretty elusive. If you give him enough time, he will find that open receiver and he'll pick you apart. And
wow.
They marched down the field and scored a touchdown right before halftime. It was 14-6. Extra point was no good. First series in the third quarter, Hillside had the ball, and they marched right down the field, scored a touchdown, went for 2, and it was tied 14-all. And then it was –
That's where I saw it at, yeah.
Yeah, it was – and then Hillside got the ball again. They did an onside kick and recovered. And Hillside scores a touchdown. They're up 21-14, and Scotland people are starting to get nervous. And Zamir White finally got – on track. He didn't have a lot of touches during the first half. They started using him a lot more in the second half, and they marched down the field, scored. Extra point was no good. It was 21-20. And then after that, it was pretty much all Scotland. Scotland had the ball. They marched down the field, and their running back supposedly fumbled right around the 1 yard line. And the ball went right through the end zone, so Hillside got it on the 20-yard line. And that was
okay.
What the score was at the end of third quarter. It was 21-20. And then Scotland just said, you know what, we're done playing. And they end up winning 34-21. So it was I'm going to tell you right now, Hillside is definitely a top 10 team, at least in the 3A. I was saying earlier, I couldn't tell you who the better team was between Scotland or between Hillside and Southern Nash. So,
okay. Well, I don't know what scores you've gone over yet. I know I have some, but I don't know what you've covered yet.
Been working on the 1A and 2A scores. I'd love to hear what scores you have.
Well, I have Southeast Guilford beating Smith 11-6. Here's one that might – I think I'll surprise you a little bit. North Davidson beats Davie County 28-7.
Wow.
Reagan 22, North Forsyth 7. High Point Central 21, Southern Guilford 7.
That's the second week in a row. High Point Central won last week too, didn't they?
I think you're right. Yeah, they did win last week. I don't remember who. In fact, I'm pretty sure they won last week. Don't remember who they beat. And really, I'm kind of surprised. Honestly, I saw them in a scrimmage over at Dudley, and I was unimpressed. So obviously they've squared some things away since then. So they've started 2-0 now.
Wow.
Let's see what else I have here in the, you know, Triad area. Local to me, Southern Alamance 62, Graham 30, no surprise. Eastern Alamance 47, Cummings 13. I know that one was 47-0 at the half. Northwest Guilford 53, Western Guilford 26. Grimsley 24, Ashboro 21. West Forsyth 68, Carver 6. I'm not sure why Carver starts off with Dudley and West Forsyth. That's just, that's a tall mountain to climb.
Yeah, that's like here, West Forsyth top 10 in the 4A and Dudley's the top 1 in the 3A.
Yeah, and here's one that I'm just looking at the numbers on it. Random on 64, Southwest Randolph 22. I think that's 2-0 for Randleman now. I'm starting to notice them.
Right. Randleman's top, to me, they're a top 20 team. They beat Ashboro last week. I think it was 37-34. So.
Yes, that's. I think that's right. And I saw Grimsley, and Grimsley beat Ashboro this week. But yeah, here's one that was tight for a while. Well, still not a bad score. Page 38, Northern Guilford 27. Reedsville 58, McMichael 7. Now, how many points do you think Dudley scored tonight? They were playing Ragsdale.
Oh, I saw it was 74 points or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, they scored. It was 74-21. And the upset, at least the upset of the night to me so far, how about Mount Tabor 21, East Forsyth 17?
You know, I guess it would be an upset. But you know what? For some reason, in the back of my mind, it didn't surprise me that much. I think it has a lot to do with how much you like Mount Tabor, though.
I was going to say, don't you know somebody that was a little bit high on Mount Tabor?
Yeah, I think, it's funny. You know, a couple years ago, you were high on Rocky Mountain, and the self-proclaimed experts were like, no. And Rocky Mountain wins the 3A state championship.
Did you see that?
Tell the listener, Fred Kelly.
Yeah. Well, every now and then I get lucky. Did you see the speaking of Rocky Mount? Did you see the Rocky Mount score tonight? They were playing Conley.
Yeah, they lost. They lost pretty big to Conley, didn't they?
Yeah, it was 60-something to 40-something. It looks like all the Conley games this year are going to be shootouts again, is what it sounds like. I mean, granted, Conley's played a couple good teams 2 weeks in a row, Northeastern and Rocky Mount, but they're scoring a lot of points, but they're giving up a lot of points, and that sounds like Conley's M.O. the last few years.
Fred, you remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, Loyal Marymount, it was coached by Paul Westhead in basketball?
I do.
They shot the ball about every 7 seconds.
Yeah.
It's almost like Conley's trying to score about every 37 seconds or something like that. It's incredible.
Yeah. It is. And the game I attended was Western Alamance, was at Williams, a rivalry game, and Western Alamance won that game 35-3. Williams did score the first points of the game, but then it was Western Alamance 35, Williams 3 after that. I'll tell you, I think Williams is actually better than I thought, but Western Alamance just wore them down, had too much strong ground game, timely passing, and I think Western Alamance punted only once the whole night. It was kind of a grinded-out game. In the first half, Western Alamance drove down the field, I think, 3 times in the red zone and got no points. Missed a field goal, and just stalled drives out around the 20 a couple times. Got backed up on, a sack and a holding call, and then ended up punting on that one. But all in all, it was, Jake Christman was Jake Christman again tonight. He had, I don't know, probably close to 200 yards in total offense between rushing and receiving again. I thought the key for Western Alamance tonight was that quarterback Christian Daniels ran hard. He really did run hard and impressed me with his running tonight. They've got the bowling ball playing running back in Keontae Analyst, who ran for tough yards as well. I mean, when he's 5'8", he might be listed at 5'9". I don't think if he's 5'9", it's with his shoes on. and he's a legit 250 pounds, and he moves really well. I mean, that's just a load. He's a load at middle linebacker and a load when he comes in at running back. And, you know, so he's tough. But I think the key for Western was they kind of shut down Williams' star running back, Shamar Thompson. He is a good running back, but I think he only probably had 50 yards tonight, if I was guessing. I don't have the stats or anything like that. But Williams is capable, though. They could compete in that conference, especially when it appears that Asheboro is a little bit down. And but, I mean, that conference is still probably just going to go through Eastern Guilford.
Now, Fred, I was going to ask you a question about Western Alamance. Jake Chrisman, he reminds me of Switzer from Carolina. You remember Ryan Switzer, the slot receiver?
Very much so.
He's got so much speed. And I think he's a I'm in my heart and my mind and everything else. I think he's a Division I player, and I mean, wouldn't he make a great slot? Definitely a great slot receiver.
Yeah, he's in the, you know, I don't want to use too big of names. Ryan Switch is a great comparison. Looking at the next level beyond that, I think of Julian Edelman a little bit. You know, he's probably slightly undersized because he's not tall. He's 5'10.5", 5'11", 180 pounds. He's pretty thick at that size, and he's fast, and he just makes plays, and he has a lot of shake in his game. He is very elusive. So, and he does. I think he had an interception on defense tonight too. I've said it before. I'll say it here. Pound for pound, I'm not saying he's the toughest player in the state, but pound for pound, he's right there. You know, because he plays very physical.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think he's a gamer. He's a winner, and you know, the Division I school. They should go ahead and sign him. Someone should sign him really fast because he is a gem. He's somebody that could make you look really smart. So.
Yeah, he's going to make somebody happy. I mean, he is going to play on Saturdays somewhere. It's just a question of how big a school and where. And he's going to make some coach pretty happy. But, you know, and speaking, I don't remember the Eastern Guilford score. I have it here somewhere. But they rolled tonight. I'm trying to remember who they were playing. Were they playing Cedar Ridge?
I think you're right. Yeah, it was Cedar Ridge because this was a homecoming for Scott Loosemore, my buddy, the head football coach at Cedar Ridge. He was the head football coach at Eastern Guilford when Eastern Guilford caught on fire. You remember that, Fred?
Yeah, that's right. Well, tonight he went home and Eastern Guilford hung 50 on him and beat Cedar Ridge 50-7. And I think, did you mention Shelby and AC Reynolds?
Yeah, so that was 28-9.
I had 29-8. Maybe you might be right.
Oh, maybe it was 29-8. Come think of it, let me check. You're probably right on that. They won by three scores. That's for sure.
Yeah, which I'll tell you surprised me a little bit. I did not think they would hold AC Reynolds to 8 or 9 points.
Me neither.
You know, but their defense. Everybody says it's for real, and obviously it is. I mean, last week they didn't give up a defensive touchdown either. Because Freedom scored on a pick six. So, you know, I don't know how AC Reynolds scored tonight, but that defense must be for real.
Yeah. Well, Fred, I got
kind
some scores here over Monroe County.
Or
not Monroe County, golly. That sounds bad. Union County over Monroe area. Sun Valley 59, Anson 22. No shocker here. I've already said this score here. Parkwood 26, Forest Hills 23. Forest Hills is just really down on their luck. And North Stanley, my alma mater, they just barely squeaked by Central Academy. Final score was 51-0.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have to be happy here. J.M. Robinson,
North Stanley won like 5 games the entire time you were there, right, Jim?
They won 6 games while I was there. We were 6-34 my 4 years at North Stanley. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that was we were kind of like everybody's homecoming. First week in September was homecoming, last week in the season was homecoming, but J.M. Robinson, they came back. You know, they lost to High Brighton last week, 33-6. Well, they beat Cuthbertson this week, 33-8. Here's one that surprises me, and I don't know if this is the right score or not. You can maybe help me here. Marvin Ridge, 35, A.L. Brown, 14.
That would
that
shock
surprises
me.
That
surprises me. Wow. Wow.
And here's one. This is a statement when I've ever saw one. Vance 55, Monroe 0.
Yes,
I did not see.
I did
not see Vance do that.
I didn't either, especially after kind of Wes Mack went up and down the field on him last week. And Monroe's supposed to be pretty loaded on offense, so that's definitely a shocker.
Porter Ridge 44, Piedmont 7. That doesn't surprise me. Piedmont runs that double wing, and once they get behind a couple scores, it's hard to catch up on them. So I am going to look around for the A.L. Browns thing because that really surprises me. But what else do you have for me? What other scores you got?
I don't know if you mentioned Crest beating T.C. Robertson 20-14. Lee County gets another shutout, beats Holly Springs 45-0.
Wow.
That's Lee County plays some defense, and obviously they can move the ball on offense too. How about Mallard Creek and Butler? That was a shockingly large margin, I would say. Mallard Creek 42, Butler 9.
That did shock me when I saw that. I had not mentioned that, but I'm glad you did. This right here, Mallard Creek, they're a loaded team. And I saw Scotland play tonight. Scotland's a very good team. And, Mallard Creek is the real deal. I mean, they beat Scotland. They beat Butler 2 weeks in a row. I mean, they're definitely one of the top two teams in the state.
Absolutely. Shocking to me because I don't know when the last time it happened. When was the last time Garner started 0-2?
Oh, did they lose? I did not hear that.
Cleveland 19. If the score I have is correct, Cleveland 19, Garner 15.
Wow, that surprises me. That really surprises me. And I'm looking for it myself here to see. Here, I got the same score, 19-15. So that's kind of a painful.
That's shocking.
That is shocking.
Garner's current perennially strong.
Webb 26, Asheville 16. That surprises me.
Are we talking Oxford Webb?
Oxford Webb, yes. First thing I'm surprised they're playing in Asheville, but to beat Asheville 26-16, that's the second week in a row Asheville's gone down. Asheville lost, I think last week they lost 33-8 or something like that. I forgot if they played Franklin or who it was, but
I think it was Franklin.
Second week in a row, and I mean Webb is not that good. Or last several years has not been that good. So
right. I have Havelock 48, Newbern 19.
Wow.
And I have
Havelock is just loaded.
High Brighton 55, West Caldwell 0.
Yep, I think High Brighton's probably a top five team in the 2A.
Then I have three more scores. One of them, Bartlett Yancey loses a tough one again after losing an overtime last week. They fall to Granville Central 7-6. And then the next two, depending on your point of view, the next two could be considered shockers. One of them definitely is to me. I'll save that one for last. What do you think the West Rowan, North Rowan score was?
It was 27-11. I thought North Rowan would win that game.
Yeah, and West won it. So, to me, I was a little surprised after the way West is supposed to be young this year and went down. So that surprised me. But the one that's the team that won doesn't surprise me in this next one. But considering what happened to them last week and everything, how about Concord 28, Pine Forest 19?
You know, that's interesting on that one.
Go ahead.
What's your thoughts about it?
Well, I think I'm getting my Pine Forest Pine Crest confused again for a second.
Concord is down this year, but yeah, this is Pine Forest in Fayetteville, not Pine Crest over in Southern Pines.
Yeah,
Pine Forest.
I'm a little bit surprised just because Concord, kind of got handled last week. But I was thinking Pine Crest for a minute, and obviously Pine Crest is stronger than Pine Forest. I was just thinking of the wrong school when I saw it.
It happens. I'll tell you what, when you have 377 schools, it's easy to get two things missed, especially when you have the interdirectional schools, like, you have a West team and an East team in the county, or a Southwestern and a Southeastern team, and every so often it's easy to get confused, to say the least.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. I'm going to look down the – what else you got for us?
I think I've covered everything I've got. I think I said Reedsville 58, McMichael 7, but
here's one West over 20, Lumberton 15. Lumberton, they lost 42-0 to an incredibly good Dillon team. I think it was Dillon last week, and here's some scores. This is over in Sanford Herald. They gave us these scores. Union Pines 48, St. Paul's 39, Providence Grove 21, Western Harnett 9, Overhills 47, Harnett Central 6, and Pinecrest 42, Grays Creek 6. No shockers there to me.
Not at all.
Let's see here. Whiteville 29, West Brunswick 28. That's a good victory for Whiteville. That's a 2A school beating a 3A school.
West Brunswick was a playoff school last year.
Yeah, exactly. And here's one that was, I've mentioned this already, Princeton 41, Midway 21. That shocked me. I thought Midway would win that game. Princeton's a real deal. Let's see here, going down a little bit. Already talked about this one. Chatham Central beat Hopton 20-14. Chatham Central's definitely not as bad as they were a few years ago. A few years ago, they were just horrible. Union beat South Robinson 32-6. And here's one. This is my neck of the woods. Actually, it's in Hillsborough. Hoggard 26, Orange 6. Did you hear about that?
No, I had not heard that. Hoggard's traditionally strong, though. And I know Orange is good, but you had told me that Orange isn't as strong as they've been in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I just didn't think. I mean, they're changing offense. I don't think they have quite as great a talent. They have a new head football coach. I know some people think they're a top five team but they're just not Darren's of old. And also you have a lot of teams that went from 4A to 3A. So Orange is a good 3A team. It'll be interesting to see where we place them in the Carolina varsity top 25 next week. Here's one that shocked me. Fred, East Bladen beats Clinton 35-16. Clinton's 0-2 now.
A shocker. Definitely a shocker. Especially considering how tough Clinton played Cape Fear last week. And so that definitely has to fall in the shocker category. I thought Clinton would win that game. And I thought they would win fairly easily.
I did too. It might have been a letdown from last week when they gave Cape Fear a really good struggle. Teleco Plains 30, Andrews 21. I don't know anything about those Tennessee teams, so I couldn't tell you if that was a shock or not. Here's one, Wake Forest 38, Richmond Senior 6. Now, Fred, on your 1A poll, I know you've been probably voting for Wake Forest number one and probably Mallard Creek too. And I've been doing. I started out the season with Mallard Creek number one. This is going to be hard. I mean, that's a statement win. Also, I'll be honest with you. Wake Forest and Mallard Creek, it's almost like they're both number one at this point.
Well, I'm going to keep them one and two. I'll have to think about it, but I don't. Right now, I think I keep Wake Forest at one. But I think they're establishing themselves with their early wins. Both of them is the two top programs.
I agree, and I think there's some separation now between Wake Forest and Mallard Creek, and with everybody else in the 4A, I think they're definitely the top two programs, and I think Scotland is solidly the number three program at this point. Inlow beats Southern Lee, 28-24. Yeah. Purnell Sweat, 31, Ashley, 6. Here's one for you. Cape Fear, they squeaked by again. They beat 71st, 15-14.
Well, 71st is strong. I mean,
yes,
there's no doubt about that. 71st is strong. So, you know, I can't say that, you know, they won the game. The tightness of it maybe is a surprise, but that's two good football teams.
South Columbus, 34, Douglas Bird, 7. South Columbus, this is their first game of the season. Nothing to look at on that one. E. Smith beats Durham Jordan 13-10. Let's see, Terry Sanford over Jack Britt 21-0. That doesn't surprise me. Jack Britt's kind of a I think they might take a couple, maybe a year or so to bounce back. I just don't think they have the talent right now as they have in the past. Northeastern beats a good Virginia team, a Norview team, 40-28. Northeastern's a darn good 2A team.
That's a fantastic win, from what I understand from Daniel Burleson. And I'm not familiar with Norview, but he said that they're a traditional, what, like 5A powerhouse or 4 or 5A powerhouse up in Virginia. So
right.
That's a heck of a good win for Northeastern.
And I picked this game earlier on. This is one of the few times I actually picked over Daniel. I picked Providence. He picked Huff. Providence wins 31-27. The wheels have fallen off of Huff, or is that? Am I talking too fast here?
Well, they're definitely not what a lot of people expected, especially with all the talent they got from Davidson Day. I mean, there's a lot of time to right the ship. They could come back strong, but right now it looks to be that's surprising.
Now here's another one for you, Statesville. Last week they came back from a couple touchdown deficit and beat Hickory in overtime, 27-26. They were down 21-20 to Lake Norman. 3 seconds left. They kick a field goal, and it's good. Statesville wins 23-21. Seconds week in a row, they squeak by. You know, is this the cardiac pack or what?
Well, it certainly sounds like it. I mean, I'm sure that the coach is pulling his hair out. A lot of the fans are pulling their hair out, but the kids are celebrating and happy that they won. Give them credit for having a lot of guts and winning two games late.
Never forget talking to an assistant coach one time, and head coach was getting all worked up about the offense, about players not doing great and everything, and the guy shaves his head, and the assistant coach says, no, coach, don't pull your hair out, and I just always remember that for some reason. But
I don't know if I can call this a surprise because it's a much bigger school, but considering what myself included thought of West Craven, how about West Craven starting 0-2, losing to South Central 31-20?
That game surprised me. I knew South Central was better this year, but I did not think whatsoever that that would happen. Edenton Holmes, 56. Some disciples team in Central Virginia, 8. Holmes is loaded up here. Here's one. This team is going to be in my top 25 in 1A. Northampton County, 16. Bertie, 14. Bertie last week beat Riverside Martin, and Riverside Martin beat Plymouth tonight.
Plymouth seems to be falling on hard times. It's going to be hard for them. It sounds like it's going to be hard for them to get back to the state championship game again.
I'm pretty sure they will not. Corey Crossan, the defensive coordinator for many years, he's the athletic director too. He is not. He is not on the sidelines these days. So we'll see what happens. Let's see here. I'm going to go up here and look around, see what we have here. trying to see if I have any more scores here. So, you know, every so often you see a score and you're like, wow, this kind of surprised me. Franklin beats Murphy 28-21. I picked Franklin to win this game. That's a pretty good victory for Franklin.
Yes, it definitely is. And Murphy's a strong team, and so that's a good win. That's a good win. Well, I looked up my buddy Mitch Michener, who's coaching down at Topsail, and they start 2-0. They beat Pender 34-6.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, you know what is interesting about the J.F. Webb? That Webb team is actually in Tennessee, I believe, because I just saw that Gates County beat J.F. Webb 42-28. I forgot there was two Webb teams, so that explains why Asheville lost to Webb. I was like, gosh, that didn't make much sense, you know.
So
it's
Knoxville Webb is who they played then.
That's exactly who they played, which makes 100% more sense.
Okay. All right, I was shaking my head there for a while.
Yes, and right. As you should. All right, I'm going to look at what Langston Wirtz down in Charlotte Observer has for us. Some scores here. Charlotte Catholic, 44, South Mech, 0. No shocker there. Let's see here. Charlotte Christian beats Myrtle Beach, 54-51. That's a good win.
Yeah.
Okay, this is an interesting one. This one in overtime. Ardrick Hill and Myers Park goes in overtime. Myers Park wins 23-20. That's kind of disconcerting, if you ask me. I thought Myers Park would roll over Ardrick Hill.
So did I. I thought Myers Park would win handily. So I'd have lost on that.
And I just did get confirmation from Langston. Marvin Ridge, 35, A.L. Brown, 14. The Wonders goes down, and some player, some old clarinet player from back in the early 80s, probably crying right now. But anyway, 35-14, Marvin Ridge over A.L. Brown. I guess I can't wear a white hoodie anytime soon. West Mecklenburg, 36, West Charlotte, 6. Nothing to look at there. West Mecklenburg is just they're a good team. Let's see here. Harding beats Geringer, 48-0. Okay, here's something right here. This kind of tells me the Lincolnton they're down this year. South Point, 59, Lincolnton, 6.
Wow, another blowout. they beat pretty good last week, too, so.
Aiden Grifton, they jumped back up this week. They beat Pamlico County 34-26. Let's see here. Clayton 41, Roseville 6. That's a good win for Clayton. That's the second week in a row they've done really well. Riverside, they played Northern Vance. Corey Lee was the head football coach at Northern Vance last year, and now he's the head football coach at Riverside. Riverside wins 30-0. Here's one for you, and this was one of the games I had circled because I know you like both of these teams. Jacksonville and East Duplin, what was your pick on that one?
I thought Jacksonville would win the game. I thought both teams are good. I thought Jacksonville would win this game. I did not think it would be a blowout either way. So how crazy am I?
Well, you're not crazy at all. It was not a blowout. East Duplin won 27-26.
Wow, that sounds like an excellent football game.
That is an excellent football game. That was pretty much what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be within a 3-5-7 point margin there. So here's a good bounce back victory. East Mecklenburg, who lost last week, lost to Providence. They beat Ashbrook 14-12. Let's see, we've talked about.
How about
we got a bunch of
Stuart Kramer and Mountain Island Charter.
Stuart Kramer won big time.
Yeah, 49-18.
That's a great victory.
It is.
Kernersville Glen 52, Walkertown 0. Kings Mountain 54, South Caldwell 6. Here's one for you. Manteo, Matamuskegee. Now, who would win this game, you ask? Manteo, 49-0.
Manteo. Yeah, Manteo.
North Lincoln 47, the Carolina Wildcats, a private, I guess it might be a home school, they scored 6 points. Leesville Road beats Panther Creek 38-16. Sandersons 34, Knightdale 7. Trask all over West Columbus 48-0. Spring Creek 48, Lejeune 0. Lejeune, last year they scored all of 14 points in the first two games of this year. This year they've scored 6. So, all right, I got to give a shout out to Jeremy Joyner. He's my buddy, head football coach at South Lenoir. Running clock, they beat Jones County or Jones Senior 49-6. Now here's a question for you, Fred. I've mentioned this score before. I'm kind of curious what you thought. I had Nash Central and Southern Nash circled because I really want to see how good Nash Central was. What was your thoughts going into that game?
Well, I thought Southern Nash wins. Nash Central is I think, a pretty strong 2A team. I think Nash Central is a very strong, Nash Central is a strong 2A team. Southern Nash is a very strong 3A team. I thought Southern Nash would win probably on the order of 21 points. I happen to know it was more than that. I think I already saw the score. It was, wasn't it like 48-6?
I believe you're correct. Let's see. I had it up here 48-7 is what the, at least that's what Langston has. Sometimes
Here's one.
Yeah.
I think these are two top 10 4A teams in our poll. How about Heritage and Middle Creek?
You know, going into that, I thought Heritage would win, but I don't know who won that one.
What I have is Heritage 47, Middle Creek 27. That's pretty strong.
Wow. That's a statement win right there.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Tarboro 48, Washington 0.
Wow.
Tarboro is the real deal. Maybe they'll actually go to the state championship game this year. I say that only because they went from when they were a 2A, they would win. They won 3 in a row, and then all of a sudden they went to 1A, and they couldn't make the championship because it was going through Duplin County. Corinth Holders 28, West Johnston 6. I don't know. That was kind of surprising me. I thought West Johnston would win that game. And Laney 39, Rose 12. Laney. You know, they got blown out by Pinecrest last week, and Rose got blown out by, was it New Hanover? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is 2 weeks in a row. Rose's offense kind of sputtered, and their defense is, so it's tough. Let's see here. Let's go back to Max Preps here. I always like going around the state to see what scores we might have. Cardinal Gibbons, 20, Southern Durham, 8. Northern Durham beats Person, 29-26. Because, you know, Person's one of those schools I want to know how good they were. And I forgot what happened the first week. I think it was like it was 7-0 or 7-3, something like that.
Yeah. And I heard it was called at halftime. They only played the first half and the Lightning, and they called it complete.
Right. Let's see here. New Hanover 34, Northside Jacksonville 6. I didn't think Northside Jacksonville was going to be that good this year. I thought they were going to be down a little bit. Going from 2A to 3A was going to be hard anyway. Let's see here. North Wake Saints 14, Lewisburg 8. You know, last week Lewisburg won a pretty good game, and I was surprised, but I wanted to see a little bit more, and they lost this week. And here's one for you. I've already mentioned this. Beargrass Charter 42, Crestville 6. Second week in a row that Beargrass Charter has won a game, and they've never had a football program since in my lifetime. So, and that's Doug Pascal. He used to be the head football coach at Conley, I think it was Roanoke High School, and also at Washington. Let's see here. You know, we're just not getting a lot of scores. Here we got one, North Mecklenburg 48, Olympic 20. That surprises me. I thought Olympic would win that game. That has a lot to do with Eric Moorman over North Mac. He's a good football coach.
I've got a few for you.
Okay.
How about Green Hope 37 Apex 12?
Doesn't surprise
they
me.
They bounce back. Yeah. Athens Drive 53, Broughton 28. Green Central 40, CB ACOC 10.
Wow, that's good. I know some Alan Wooten, the head football coach at Green Central. He's a very good coach. He doesn't get a lot of press, but to me, he's one of these coaches that one of these days might snake up and win a two-way state championship.
I've got Fuquay Varina 35, Terry 24.
That's actually closer than I thought. You know, I was big on Fuquay Varina going into the season. Maybe a little bit better, but I think Fuquay's I definitely overestimated them.
Yeah. Apex Friendship, 45, Chapel Hill, 0.
I'm going to tell you right now, Chapel Hill, the concussion syndrome issues that you hear in the media, some places, it doesn't resonate much with the parents. Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County, I think you're going to have more players being held out of football because of worries about concussions. And I think that's one thing that's happened to Chapel Hill.
Let's see. Running down First Flight, 55, Arcadia, Virginia, 36.
Wow.
Fike, 26, East Wake, 25.
Here's one for you. North Wilkes, 28, South Stokes, 14. South Stokes has lost two games in a row now.
That is surprising, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
Lejeune doesn't score again. They lose to Spring Creek, 48-0. Definitely
Swansboro,
struggling
there. 27, Croatan, 20.
Yep. Trying to see games we haven't mentioned yet.
Did you give the Page Northern Guilford score?
We did. Yeah, we did.
Okay.
And Southeast Raleigh bounces back and wins 37-0 over Northern Nash.
Wow. Northern Nash lost last week to Orange, 40-6. East Rutherford beats North Gaston, 48-14.
Let's see, what else do I have here? Hey, Brian Castine will be happy. James Keenan, 55, Southern Wayne, 13.
Yeah, I know he's going to be happy about that one. Yeah, here's one I mentioned earlier on before you got on the show. East Montgomery beat South Stanley 14-13. That surprises me. I thought it'd be East Montgomery by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
By a lot, yeah. By a lot, I would have thought.
And Beddington.
Southwest Onslow must be down. Wallace Rose Hill beat Southwest Onslow 48-7.
Wow, that's for those that don't know, Brian Castine always loved to pick about Wallace Rose Hill, but he also liked to pick on Southwest Onslow. And he was going to be happy no matter what. He beat Southern Wayne today, and one of his two big foes went down, so he's happy. Beddingfield 32, Smithfield Selma 22. I thought Smithfield Selma was not going to score in this game, and I like to see Smithfield Selma bounce back. They've been down for so long now.
Yes, they have. Leesville Road 38, Panther Creek 16.
Now, Fred, here's a to me was a shocker. Hendersonville 29, West Henderson 28.
I'm surprised it was that close. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I thought Hendersonville would win by 4 or 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, so did I. Absolutely, so did I. So I thought that had the potential to be a clock game. So I'm very surprised there. And I hate to tell you, Jim, I'm going to have to run because I've got something I've got to do.
I understand.
Go
Fred, thank you so much. Right. This is Fred Gilley, and I hope you have a good evening.
You take care, Jim.
Thank you, Fred. Again, that's Fred Gehle, senior correspondent for Carolina Varsity. Going down the list here, Hunter Huss beats Cox Mill 33-0. R.J. Reynolds over Atkins, 47-14. R.J. Reynolds, that's a big, big win there. Grimsley, 24, Ashburn, 21. I think Fred had given that score earlier on. And Freedom, 41, drawn 6. That's the very first victory in the Jim Bob Bryant era over Freedom. Good, good victory here. Mount Pleasant, 27, Northwest Cabarrus, 21. That's a closer score than I thought it would be. I thought Mount Pleasant would win by probably two or three scores, not more. Robbinsville, they win 61-0 over North Georgia. Didn't have the snake over a victory on that one. Northwest Guilford, 53. Western Guilford, 26. Fred had already given that score. Looking around here. Not seeing a lot going on here. Let me go look on the Twitter a little bit. Always fun to look around, see who has what. I might go over to News and Observer in just a second, see what they have. I just saw they're already talking about Crest and Robertson. Crest wins that game, I believe it was 20-14. That was a great, great victory for Crest. I'm going to go over to, I think this is the News and Observer, see what they have here for us. I don't see any scores here. Oh, well, that was worth a shot. Looking down here, it's always fun. Eastern Wayne, 34, Goldsboro High, 12. Wow. That's a good victory for Eastern Wayne. It's always fun to go look on Twitter. Independence beats Hopewell 56-0. Concord 28, Pine Forest 19. Berry beats Rocky River 12-9. Wow. That is a good victory for Berry. And it does surprise me that Gardner went down to Cleveland. That really surprised me. Highland Tech wins again, 42-0 over the Commonwealth Charter. That's impressive. All right, High Point Christian, 31, Ravenscroft, 8. Thursday night game, Southwest Guilford, 20, High Point Andrews, 6. Northmore, 47, North Stokes, 7. Thank you, Reuben Davis. Talked to Reuben earlier on this week. Reuben's a great fan of mine, and look forward to seeing him in the future. Cherryville beats Chase 22-19. Wow. And I think that's about all I got on the Twitter feed at this point. Again, these scores sometimes take a while to get in. Let's see here. Pirates win 27-20. That's the Swansboro. They beat, I forget who they beat. They won 27-20. Let me pull that up real quick. Swansboro was a team that I thought that would be lucky to win three games this year, but obviously they're doing all right. They beat Croatan 27-20. It's not a bad victory, actually. And let's see here. Everybody's still trying to get scores in. Let's look at let me refresh my page on Max Preps. I'm not going to get a lot of scores. I'm probably going to go ahead and call it a night, but I'm going to look at it one more time with you, and if I don't see anything, I'm going to call it a night here. White Oak, they lose. Richlands, who lost 78-7 last week to East Duplin, they beat White Oak 44-22. That's a huge win for Richlands. Glad to see that happen. Let's see here. Yeah, Purnell Sweat beat Ashley 31-6. That didn't surprise me. Still haven't gotten to Jordan Matthews Northwood score. I think Northwood will win that game, but look forward to see it. Yeah, Granville Central at 7, Bartley Yancey 6. I'm just not getting a lot of scores. So, Mitch is all right. Not going to sing because I'm starting to get a little bit congested for some reason. I don't understand that. Yeah, Providence, that victory over Huff, though, that I saw that happening, to be honest with you. Huff, that's the second game in a row they lost a close one. So there might be a little bit of panic over it in Cornelius. We'll see. And I'm just not getting a lot of scores coming in yet. Riverside, Durham, 30, Northern Advance, 0. Already gave them that score. Plymouth did lose to Riverside. I don't have the final on that, but that did happen. So it was a bit of a shocker. McDowell, 43, Avery County, 6. Avery County beat Ash County last week and which shocked me, and now McDowell all over Avery County. So, and I didn't think McDowell would be all that great, but that's a 4A versus 1A. Clover, 41, Forest View, 5. Hate that for my friend Chris Medlin, head football coach of Forest View. And, yeah, Gates County, 42, J.F. Webb, 28. Gates County is probably going to be my 1A top 25. And let's see here. East Surrey, 39, Starmount, 20. Glad to see East Surrey bounce back. They lost last week to East Wilkes. That's a good win against Starmount. Starmount might be a little bit better than I thought. First week they lost to Mount Airy 28-7. Now they lose to Mount Surrey 39-20. But both Mount Airy and East Surrey are really good 1A teams. Allegheny 20, Grayson County 14. I think that's 2-0 for Allegheny. So we're getting a few more come in. East Rutherford 48, North Gaston 14. I'm just not seeing a lot of new ones. We might just call this this show a night. Anyway, I've got Southeast Guilford 11, Ben Smith 6. Ben Smith's better than I thought they would be. Southeast Guilford is a good 3A school, and I'm glad to see Ben Smith jumping back up a little bit. Hunter Huss 33, Cox Mills 0. And that North Davis and Davie County score, that did surprise me. Davie County loses two games in a row now. Lose to 2A North Davis in 28-7. And Currituck 46, Camden 21. Wow, that I'm glad to hear John Wheeler winning a good game. John Wheeler is a great man. I think the world of him. Good coach and a better man. And looking down here a little bit, still haven't gotten the West Montgomery Thomasville score. I haven't gotten the Albemarle score, actually. Kind of curious about how Albemarle and West Stanley did. Something told me that they may have played yesterday. Let me check on that real quick. Okay, no, they're supposed to play today, and I have not gotten a final score on that one. So, anyway, I think I'm going to call it a night, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Carolina Varsity Radio. Hope everybody had a great night, and look forward to talking to you on Monday. Have a good night. Take care.